Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight with.
Oh, it's so worrying at Big Timmy's house that around this time of year. We've got all the Christmas tree and the presents are all ready. I'm just worried about this podcast. I don't know if I'll be able to do it. Oh well, I guess I'll pretend to fall asleep. Here. I hope no ghosts show up and give me some sort of lesson in life to make me a better person.
Alright.
Oh my god!
I've been standing here watching you.
Is that you, Matt?
Yeah.
You're all glowy and stuff. What happened to you?
Ghost, innit?
Oh. Since when? Are you dead?
Happens.
Are you dead?
Happens.
That's not what I asked, but... What are you doing here? Creepily watching me in the corner?
Yeah. Well... It's Christmas and all, so I thought, come by. You're recording a podcast, so I thought, let's turn it into that thing that they do at Christmas. You know, the Muppets did it.
Oh, well, a Christmas Carol.
Sure, why not? So,
okay.
Let's do that. You're going to be visited thrice.
Oh, I like the way you used thrice.
Thrice.
Yes.
And... I don't know. I guess you'll be better at the end of it.
What, a better podcaster?
Yeah. You might even run outside and chuck shit at people, like presents and stuff.
Oh.
What's your financial situation like?
I mean, it's...
Okay, maybe not presents. I don't know. Just maybe say, like, I don't know, keep your elbows off the table when you're eating dinner, that kind of stuff.
I've got some clementines. I could throw them at people.
Yeah, so this is the part where you say I don't believe in ghosts.
I don't believe in ghosts.
Well, you better believe it, kid. And I'm gonna leave.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Later on you'll be visited 3 times by 3 different people who are not me.
Okay. Wow, well, I can't wait for that. Goodbye, Matt. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Okay. I'm going to stand here in the corner of the room until you fall asleep.
It's not happening.
Go to sleep. I'm still here. Go to sleep.
Oh, I don't know how to get you to leave.
Much later.
Oh, it's getting late and I still haven't had the first ghost.
What voice am I doing?
Whatever voice you want.
It's too much pressure.
You can do just you. You're hovering above me and it's just like you're saying this stuff. Yeah, I know it's you. I can see. What are you doing still here, Matt? Have you been watching me the entire time?
It's me again. I'm above you now.
Yeah, I can see. Have you been there? How long have you been watching me?
25 minutes.
Oh, God. Alright. Are you the ghost of Christmas past?
Yeah, well, the other guy, he's a bit late. His bus got delayed.
Oh. Is it a special Christmas service?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. I can't believe they make those bus drivers work on Christmas. So, Ghost of Christmas Past, what's my task?
So,
to become a better person.
Usually what happens here is, like, I'd show you something to make you feel things.
Yeah.
And make you better as a person.
Well, that sounds good.
But we can't do that through just audio.
Oh.
So.
If only this was a video podcast.
We're going to have to do something slightly different.
Oh, okay.
So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you how awful you are.
Oh, okay. That sounds fair.
And then you're going to be like, yeah, you're right. I'll change now, but obviously not now. You've got like another couple of guys coming, so hold out.
All right, so I need to be like, I need to start thinking about changing.
Think about changing.
All right.
But you're quite stubborn.
Oh, okay.
I
am quite open to change, but yeah, I'll agree with you there that I am quite stubborn.
So You were bad in the past.
Okay, I accept that.
You didn't say please and thank you.
Actually, I think I did quite a lot.
Or I play along.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, I'm awful. Just plumb down awful.
Yeah, you didn't... You rolled up your sleeves and looked like a sleeve man. I don't know. I'm bad at insults.
You are quite bad at insults.
You unwrapped presents and you didn't say thank you for them.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I did, but...
It's the thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm so ungrateful.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep forgetting. I'm not good at this. It's my first time being haunted.
Okay, so let's skip ahead to the main event. So, your task... because we people can't see us.
Yeah.
Your task is to go back and look at Christmas traditions.
Okay.
You're probably going to say that they're real wacky. But then, because of that, you've got to then say, well, why are they wacky? And how can you make them better? And maybe invent your own.
I think that's a great challenge to stop me from becoming alone or whatever that... Scrooge sure. person was going to become on
it was
Christmas.
Mainly because we don't have the budget for any video, but sure, let's do this.
Yes. Thank you, Ghost of Matt's Past.
not Ghost Past.
Oh, not Ghost Past. Thank you, not Ghost Past.
Oh, hang on, Trevor's turned up now.
It's too late, I've already taken on the challenge.
Yeah, Trevor, he's done it. Yeah. No, you can go home now. Yeah, I'll pay for your bus. Alright, see ya. That was Trevor.
It was the Ghost of Christmas Past.
He's gone now.
Yes, he's gone past us. Guys, I've just...
Oh my god, where did you come from?
This is my house.
Where did we come from?
Yeah.
How did I get here?
I don't know, how did you get here?
I don't know.
It might have been the spirit of not Matt, or not Past...
What?
I don't know. A ghost visited me and gave me a task, and it will make me a better podcaster. So you guys have to help me.
Okay.
Obviously, it's Jazz Chicken and Lady Giggles.
I'm not a ghost.
No, but you're here.
I'm here.
Well, yes, that's true. We're here.
I thought I would introduce you both because people might be like, "Who are these people?"
Well, I'm not a ghost. That's for sure.
No, right. I think I'm a ghost. I'm touching myself, not inappropriately.
I am.
Yeah, can you stop that, please? So the ghost gave us a task to do. We're going to look at Christmas traditions from around the world, hopefully from around the world,
right?
And then we're going to make our own Christmas tradition.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I mean, it's convenient because I've got a Christmas tradition ready as well. So.
Oh, really?
Okay, good.
That's but very.
I didn't even know anything about this ghost.
You know, it's almost as if this was pre-planned.
Don't be silly.
Nothing's pre-planned.
So, would you like to start us off then, Mr. Jazz Chicken?
Oh, my one?
Yeah.
Well, we did a pod last time of ancient Egypt, so I thought I'd see if there's any Christmas stuff on ancient Egypt. There isn't really. Which, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, it was sort of before that time.
But there is one for Norse, like the Vikings, and there's also a Greek one. I thought I'd focus on Greek for ancient Greece. So, in December, the ancient Greeks celebrated the birth of Dionysus, calling him saviour and divine infant. According to Greek mythology, his mother was a mortal woman, Semele, and his father was Zeus, the king of the gods. The priest of Dionysus held a pastoral staff, as did the good shepherd. On December 30th, ancient Greeks commemorated his birth. What's the good shepherd's name? I have no idea. Nigel.
Nigel.
Nigel's a good name.
Isn't Dionysus the god of, like, wine? So they're
and parties, yeah.
Parties, so they're all just... It's just like, it's December,
parties.
It's a bit rubbish outside. Let's just get
have
wasted.
A party, yeah.
Come on, guys, get the keg.
Woo!
Says the most well-known custom throughout the Christian world are the Christmas carols, roots deriving from ancient Greece. Specifically, Homer, during his stay in the island of Samos, along with a group of children, Bart, Lisa, and Maggie, composed the carols. In ancient Greece, carols symbolised joy, wealth, and peace. That could probably suit Bart, Lisa, and Maggie.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the children sang the carols only in the homes of the rich. Children would go from house to house holding an olive and or a laurel branch adorned with wool, a symbol of health and beauty, and different kinds of fruits. The children brought the olive branch to their homes and hung it on the doors where it remained for the rest of the year. They also did something similar with Christmas trees, but not so much decorating a tree. They used a certain tree to decorate their shrines for their gods. Yeah, but they only apparently only started doing it. So the Christmas tree tradition made its way to Greece in 1833. So it wasn't that long ago when the Bavarians decorated the palace of King Otto. Santa Claus, who travels around the world on Christmas Eve delivering gifts in a sleigh pulled by a flying reindeer, is another impressive similarity. In similar tradition, also existed during the celebration of Dionysus in ancient Greece, who resembled light. Then the chariot transformed into a sleigh and horses transformed into reindeer. Is there anything
that's
else?
Quite weird. Well, it's quite fun to see where traditions sort of like evolve and become.
And the Christmas
else. Now Santa obviously drives a Coca-Cola van.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that is Christmas.
Yep.
Just a giant Christmas. Party. It's not Christmas until you see the advert.
Yep.
Yes.
And like last year, I did not see that advert until Christmas Eve, and I'm like, okay, now it's Christmas.
I actually saw the Coca-Cola advert fairly recently. It came up on YouTube, and I was there going like, I guess Christmas is now. I guess, yay, holidays are here.
So the only old advert I've seen was a cornflakes one, where this kid wakes up, goes into the sitter room, and sees Santa, and goes ho ho ho, and Santa goes shut up, I'm eating cornflakes.
He holds a nod to the kid,
and the kid's like, okay, I'll go back to bed.
Sorry.
I've stolen your freaking cornflakes. Why does he...
Santa, I deserve a breakfast.
Santa goes round people's houses. I know he's giving toys to good girls and boys, but he just goes and steals their food and stuff. He's like, what's in the fridge? Sure.
We've got a glass of milk and biscuits there. He's like, well, I'll just put it together, have a bowl of cereal, just without the biscuits.
Yeah, I'd rather have a bowl of cornflakes.
I'll have breakfast.
I don't want a sugar rush when I go around the world.
No.
Do you know how many cookies...
Mince pies make you feel fat and gluten... Glutinous.
Yeah.
It's all the gluten in there.
It is.
It then mentions Christmas cake, and the Greeks thing, they just used like feast offerings for their gods. And that's it on the Greeks.
Right. Wow. But mine's a little more recent. It's called the Glaive Goat, and it's in Sweden. Since 1966, a 13-metre tall Yule goat has been built in the centre of Glaive Castle Square for the Advent. But the Swedish Christmas tradition has unwittingly led to another tradition of sorts, people trying to burn it down.
Aww.
Because what says Christmas more than burning a giant goat?
Well, it's like the wicker.
Yeah.
Wicker man. Yeah.
But it's now the wicker goat. They put a person in there and they're like, you're the goat man. And he's like, please don't burn me.
I don't want to be Krampus.
Since 1966, the goat has been successfully burnt down 29 times.
So they've never failed to do it then.
No, they have, because it's only been 29 times since 66.
Oh, yeah.
The most recent destruction...
I keep getting it wrong.
...was in 2016.
How do you fail to burn a goat?
You just... I guess you don't burn it.
You just end up burning your own house.
You're like,
oh, crap! That's not a goat!
Wrong goat!
Just swinging over to Japan... They don't really celebrate. It's not really a big deal in Japan. There's a few small sort of like things for Christmas, but this new quirky tradition has emerged in recent years: a Christmas Day feast of the Colonel's very own Kentucky Fried Chicken.
What?
The festive. They basically go crazy for the Christmas because they're very much into KFC.
Well, their Christmas is on a different day to the year, though. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they basically just like go crazy for it and have massive like KFC feasts on Christmas Day.
Nice.
Which I'm like,
that is brilliant.
I would go and have
KFC. I can't eat KFC.
Technically, neither can I.
I
shouldn't eat it.
You shouldn't eat it, really.
So,
but I really can't eat it.
Yeah.
Do you think all the chickens at that time will be like, winter's coming?
Yeah.
Winter is coming.
They've got
a wall and they're guarding it against all the sort of Japanese people with.
Getting ready for.
Yeah.
It's just a big KFC.
They're doing chicken run and they're trying to escape.
Yeah. The colonel's leading them.
For stuffing. That's Thanksgiving. in Iceland, they have this thing called the Yule Lads, and I thought this is... I sort of like this one.
Is that like a boy band?
Yeah. The Yule Lads! Yo, yo, yo! They come in and they do like a dance routine. And
they bring in Yule logs to eat.
In the 13 days leading up to Christmas, 13 tricksy, troll-like creatures come out to play in Iceland. The Yule Lads... I won't try and pronounce the the Icelandic version. Visit children across the country over 13 nights leading up to Christmas. For each night of Yuletide, children place their best shoes by the window, and different Yule Lads visit, leaving gifts for nice girls and boys, and rotting potatoes for naughty ones. Which is like...
Have a mouldy potato.
Yeah.
Mouldy potatoes are really bad.
Yeah.
Imagine having one in your shoe. You're like, oh, well.
Poor best shoes, I think.
Yeah. Well, then, I guess it teaches you not to be a little crap, though.
Oh, hello.
Somebody that would definitely be getting rotten potatoes is Milo, who is currently...
The mouldy potatoes have those roots growing out them as well.
I can only assume so.
They're just wet and stinky.
Clad in traditional Icelandic costume, these fellas are pretty mischievous, and their names hint at the type of trouble they like to cause. So I'm going to read, I'm not going to try and pronounce the Icelandic version, I'm just going to give you the translated version because they're amazing. Sheepcoat Clod, Stubby, Spoon Licker, Pot Scraper, Bowl Licker, Door Slammer, Scry Gobbler? I don't know. Sausage Swiper. That's my favourite one. Window Peeper. That just sounds like... That's a bit of a creepy... That's a creepy one.
No one wants to be a Scry Gobbler.
No. Doorway Sniffer. He's there like... I like this door.
It's very cold.
Meat Hook. He's the murderer. He's the murderer.
He just holds onto carcasses.
I'm here with my meat hook. And
no, he is the meat hook.
Oh.
So and he's just hanging off a chain.
And then the last
come
one.
Down yet.
The last one is Candle Stealer.
That's just the clip to make.
Yeah, he's just like, yoink! So yeah,
he's
I think that was quite.
His whole house is made of wax, that's why.
Yeah, he's just like, I need more walls!
But when you were mentioning about the Yule log, there was a brief thing on the Vikings with the Yule log. It was a...
Thank God that Milo didn't stop the recording yet.
So as I was saying, the Yule log was an actual log that they would decorate. They would carve runes into it. I think they'll use some type of leaf which symbolised something. They'll then burn it, but manage to save a part of the log which they'll use to keep in their house as like a protection spell thing almost.
Oh, yeah, cool.
From evil spirits. Yeah, I did see one, I can't remember, it's from things, I think it might be Norway, where basically they hide their brooms on Christmas Eve because they think that's when the spirits, mischievous spirits and witches come out, so they don't want their brooms to get stolen by witches.
That's all the witches want.
Yeah.
All I want for Christmas is a new broom.
All I want for Christmas is a broom.
I did find out about the ceremony of Christmas cheeses, which I thought was quite a nice one. It dates back to 1692, and basically the Royal Hospital of Chelsea asked local cheesemongers to just give them cheese for the veterans and the elderly. And apparently the Dairy Council to this day do a mass donation to help with the veterans and sort of like...
What I didn't realise is that they're all allergic to cheese.
Yeah.
Now they are, yeah.
This is one really freaks me out. It's called mumming. Apparently this is a British tradition.
Mumming.
Never heard of it.
No.
Something to do with mummies or mums?
An early pagan tradition where men and women would swap their clothes, wear masks and visit their neighbours... where they would perform by singing, dancing, or putting on a short play. Mumming, in Britain, was most popular around Christmas time, and the word mummer comes from the German word Wärmemann. Wärmemann.
Imagine that, like a man in a dress knocks on your door and starts performing Shakespeare.
You are not to be!
You're like, do I have to stand here until you finish?
Can I ask how long this is first? Do I have to get a chair?
It was very popular until they came up with like the seat where you can see out the door, the little peepholes, and you're there going, you're just like, oh no, crap, Barry's back.
I'm not in.
He's wearing another dress.
Basically Henry the Eighth said, this is ridiculous. Anyone with a mask is going to get arrested. So that's Batman was just like, no. But yeah, I did see another thing about the Yule log is that they would soak it in wine as well. And then burn it.
Help to burn it.
And for Christians, the Yule log symbolises the need to keep a stable warm for baby Jesus. Aww. Yeah, so lovely.
Baby G.
So, you were saying about another Christmas tradition, a new Christmas tradition that you saw.
I don't personally like it. I think it's very, very wrong.
I can't, it's interesting what I've done past. You've done present. Now you're doing almost future because it's future. A new one.
Yeah. Basically, if you find an old Christmas jumper that you don't like,
no,
you cut a hole across one of your boobs. Men and women have done it.
Right.
Stick your boob through the hole and make it a Rudolph.
Right. For reasons unknown.
For reasons unknown.
Okay.
To me, it's just like, isn't it going to be cold?
That's all right, exactly what I thought.
It's Christmas, gotta get my tit out.
Literally, and I'm like, just okay. Just the one. Yeah, just the one.
Slip of the nip.
And I'm like, there's pictures of just men and women with just like, they've like found like, especially the men, they've got like a strappy top. They've just cut off half the top and then just had...
And smiling all proud.
Yeah, literally going...
I did this.
And I'm like... Why? And then women obviously going... Ta-da! Just presenting themselves half, you know... Half
nothing sexual. It's just, look, I did some art.
Exactly. Are you looking at my reindeer? I did some body art. Oh, yeah. I'm like, okay.
It's nothing sexual.
I just...
You're like, Jesus. Oh, my God.
So, yeah. I was like, that's... I don't want it to take hold because I just think it's very, very wrong.
I mean, sometimes these things pop up. People do it for like a year and then it'll be forgotten about by next year sort of thing. Yeah. It's a fad. I keep seeing the Elf on the Shelf about, and sometimes you see him using ones on social media where they'll be like... I think at one point I saw one where they were like tied up the elf and they were sort of just like going to chop its head off or something with scissors, and I was like, yeah, that's fun. One point they had a guy crash the kid's little toy car and then put ketchup all over it, and the elf was just lying there sort of like I guess that's quite a fun thing to do with your kids, but
there's a company that will make, if you send them photos of you, they'll make a cast of your head and turn you into an elf in the shelf.
Oh, brilliant. Oh,
really?
I was like, okay, that's a bit creepy.
Guess what you're getting for Christmas now. And like sending everything else back.
The other thing, people with massive beards, don't they then go, oh, you can get baubles for your beards now.
Yeah.
Your beard become a Christmas tree.
And little lights as well.
Yeah, and glitter and all sorts. I'm like, okay. I had a manager who did that once. And I work in a food area. So obviously the instant he put glitter on his face, he couldn't go anywhere near the food. So I was like, well, you've done that really well, haven't you, over Christmas? No mince pies for you then. He's like, yeah, I guess not. I shook my head at him big time.
You're like, I don't have to do any work. So now that we've discussed some Christmas traditions, I think we should probably come up with our own. Or, well, are there any traditions that you have?
What, as a ginger?
Yes. Because we have a couple of traditions. Like Christmas morning, we usually have a fry up.
We do.
Which we used to always do at my parents' house. Like when I lived with them, we'd always have like a fry up, and then you know later on we'd have the feast. So we would just stuff ourselves on that day, and then Boxing Day we pretty much just not eat.
Exactly.
Well, mine was all pretty much normal. We'll get woken up at like ridiculous o'clock in the morning, like four or five in the morning. Mum's like, it's Christmas. So like, it's like really early. Like, don't care, come down. You're like,
I literally.
So you never woke up your parents? Your parents woke you up?
They woke me up.
Wow.
One time I slept through it, I don't think my mum actually woke me up that time, but my brothers went to. And Ashley, the middle child, as it were, went to wake me up. Well, I was on a bunk bed in top bunk, and he went to wake me up. The only time I woke up, I turned around and I saw him with a bleeding nose. And I was like, what happened to you? He's like, you punched me. I was like, did I? He's like, I tried to wake you up and you punched me. He's like, oh, sorry.
I was like, what's wrong with you?
we've done that before, haven't we, when we've in bed.
We've punched each other.
We punched each other. Right. So you punched me in the kidney and I went, oh my god. That was fun.
We were actually thinking of introducing a sort of challenge before we open our presents, we were going to start playing Dr. Mario.
Yes.
Because we were there, like, this is fun, and it's quite a simple thing, and we thought, well, you know, we can set ourselves a target, you've got to get this score before you can open your presents. Yeah. But also, it gives us something to do while we're cooking breakfast as well.
Yeah.
I like the idea of doing something like that.
Hmm.
I'm trying to think what else, sort of, because we used to get up ridiculously early, and I still do. I remember the first time I spent Christmas with your family, Lady Giggles. I'll just call you Tanya. I literally was like, I had a podcast, the Christmas special for Smodcast, on my phone, on my iPod, because I was there like, I'm going to wake up and everyone else is going to be in bed still. So I just had my headphones in, I was giggling in bed.
Yeah, and I woke up to the bed shaking and I was like, well, are we having an earthquake? And that's all.
It's just me laughing.
I saw you laughing. I was like, oh, okay, roll over.
Yeah, it's my favourite nowadays because I live far away from my parents. We go around your mum's for Christmas dinner, don't we? And we're going to have a little Christmas, I think, with my parents.
Yeah, they're coming down hopefully.
Yeah, and we can just
in a couple of weeks, which will be fun.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it already has happened because we're recording this on Christmas.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, shall we come up with our own a new tradition?
Yeah.
I think we need something that will hook the people in.
Well, hang on. I mean, for gingers.
Hang on.
Disgusting.
Bless you.
I'm allergic to gingers.
For gingers, we all know that we don't have souls, you know, so we spend the year gathering them and turning them into freckles. And then by the time it comes to Christmas, we all join together in one group, and then we then release the souls in the sacrificial chamber, kind of like ghosts, you know, like the Ghostbusters chamber thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there's just a massive light if they burst out because there's too many of them.
Oh, what is wrong with me? I've got a cold.
I'm just taking your soul. So
I'm allergic to soul removal.
Yeah. So well, that happens all the time. Just make sure you don't turn into a freckle, and then that's when it gets bad.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll be in a big ring. Our eyes will start glowing, and our mouths will, like, beams of light will come out,
In the middle, scary.
And it will create this. It would just create a giant naked MacGyver. That's the first person that came to mind.
So it's and a he'll giant be there. Yeah, guy who's really good at like making stuff out of nothing.
He's our Santa.
I think that's a good start. So he doesn't buy presents to people. He makes them out of various things. So kids wake up and they find that they've got crappily made
ginger wigs
and like little like coat hanger dolls sort of thing.
Well, yeah, I like the ginger wigs because then they can say, "Well, I'm officially a ginger."
Yeah. It's used as protection against us.
Exactly.
So our own god kind of goes against us.
Yeah, well, he's MacGyver.
He's,
like, well,
he's sort of a good guy. Trying to protect
there's
everyone
else. There's
only
certain amount of souls you can take. Exactly. So
the...
and then come the end of the Christmas period, he then has to fade away and the souls release and go return back to their owners.
Wow. So they're, like, sitting on the couch kind of like that, all vegged out, and then all of a sudden Boxing Day, they're like, oh my god,
it happened again.
How long have I been here?
It's the day after Boxing Day, because the day after Boxing Day is when you start reanimating yourself after the
that's
a ginger's tradition.
I mean, I don't know how we could top that. There's a giant sacrificial chamber with like a giant MacGyver that makes crappy presents for people, and then
the MacGyver's formed by the souls that we collect.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, yeah, I think we should try and make one involving Milo somehow. Because I like Milo. Get him involved.
What's Milo's tradition?
Oh, he's over there.
Milo's tradition is...
wake us up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Right, so what happens is... Milo visits the houses of all the children with Santa... you know, he accompanies Santa as a sort of assistant. And he poops behind the telly if you've been naughty. So he'll just go and like take a poop behind your telly.
What if you've been nice?
If you've been nice, he eats all your cat food.
What?
What if you don't have cat food?
He eats all your lasagna?
He will.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. I'm trying to think of a way that he could do something nice for people, but there's nothing nice.
Pasta sauce, isn't it, at least?
He'll scratch your face.
He'll scratch your face. Yeah.
He'll give you a treat of a dead mouse.
Yeah. So there's like, you're fine under the tree, you got loads of presents, and then a dead rodent.
Yeah.
It's just Jerry from Tom and Jerry.
Depending. Poo,
if you've been
stinky.
Naughty, you get a cat poo. If you've been good, you get a dead animal. That's.
I mean, a dead animal's easier to clean up.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Than a poo. Especially if it's a sloppy one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think now that we've started talking about Milo's poops, we should wrap it up.
Yeah, that's a good place. Don't need to tear anymore.
Don't forget to tune in next time. For more,
I hope you learned Christmas your antics. Lesson from the ghost of Not Not Past.
Not Not Ghost.
Yeah,
burn.
I sure have. follow us on all the usual socials and just put in Big Timmy's House. Check out Boss Archive, BOS Archive, for Fallout stuff. And yeah, we'll see you next time.
Get out the chimney.
Get out of my chimney.